Four companies, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google, are collectively worth over $2.3 trillion, more than the GDP of France. They've infiltrated every corner of our lives. We wake to Apple alarms, search Google for answers, scroll Facebook over breakfast, and order from Amazon before lunch. This isn't just market dominance. It's something closer to a digital religion. These companies don't simply sell products. They've tapped into our deepest evolutionary instincts, hijacking the same neural pathways that once kept our ancestors alive on the savannah. Understanding how they've achieved this power isn't just fascinating business strategy. It's essential knowledge for navigating the modern world. Why do we compulsively check our phones, add items to virtual carts, and obsess over likes from strangers? The four have cracked the code of human desire by tapping directly into our evolutionary psychology. Amazon channels our hunter-gatherer instincts. For 90% of human history, collecting too little meant death, an asymmetry that hardwired us to hoard. Amazon's Earth's Biggest Store promise satisfies this ancient compulsion perfectly. Apple taps our yearning for transcendence and status. Walking into an Apple store feels like entering a cathedral, minimalist design, hushed reverence. Apple captures 92% of smartphone industry profits with just 18% market share. An iPhone broadcasts membership in an aspirational tribe. Facebook exploits our fundamental need for connection. The Harvard Grant study concluded after 75 years that happiness is love. Facebook facilitates these connections while delivering dopamine hits when friends engage. With 2 billion users spending 50 minutes daily, it occupies the critical awareness stage where we develop desires. Google has become our modern oracle, answering 3.5 billion queries daily with omniscience once attributed to gods. We trust Google with our deepest secrets, searches we'd never share with priests or loved ones. One in six queries are questions never asked before, demonstrating extraordinary faith in its capabilities. Jeff Bezos replaced profits with vision, Earth's biggest store through lower costs, greater selection, and faster delivery. This storytelling gives Amazon exceptionally cheap capital. Most retailers trade at 8x profits, while Amazon trades at 40x. This advantage enables massive investments competitors can't match, like warehouses near population centers. Amazon goes underwater with the world's largest oxygen tank, forcing other retailers to follow and drown. As Amazon grew revenues by $28 billion in 2016, it likely destroyed 76,000 retail jobs. After acquiring Kiva Systems for $775 million in 2012, Amazon systematically replaced humans with robots. AWS contributes 52% of operating income despite being a fraction of revenue. Amazon Prime has penetrated 44% of U.S. households, creating an unbreachable subscription moat. Acquiring Whole Foods for $13.7 billion gave Amazon 460 intelligent warehouses posing as stores, delivery hubs for Amazon Fresh, and return locations. Voice technology threatens brand building itself. Alexa steers customers toward Amazon Basics while offering lower prices on voice orders. Amazon has assembled all pieces for zero-click ordering. AI, purchase history, warehouses near 45% of Americans, and the world's most trusted consumer brand. The result is anticipatory retail. Amazon's machine learning knows what you need before you do. While most tech companies age in dog years, Apple transcended technology to become a multi-generational luxury brand. Steve Jobs instinctively understood elegance, evident at the 1977 Western Computer Conference, where Apple's beautifully designed products stood out among ugly metal boxes. The iPod marked Apple's shift toward luxury with its glossy white design. The Apple Watch completed this metamorphosis, debuted by supermodels and advertised in Vogue rather than tech publications. This created meta scarcity. Selling millions of products only 1% of the world can rationally afford. An iPhone 7 costs $749 versus a blue R1 Plus at $159. Yet iPhones captured just 18.3% of global smartphone shipments, but 92% of industry profits. Apple embodies luxury's five key attributes: an iconic founder, Jobs' death transformed him into a saint, artisanship, meticulous simplicity, vertical integration, 492 stores generating nearly $5,000 per square foot, global reach, over 1 million daily visitors across 18 countries, and price premium, charging what the market will bear while being the low-cost producer. With cash reserves exceeding Denmark's GDP, Apple continues perfecting beautiful products that make us feel closer to perfection, a strategy that has made it the most profitable company in history. Facebook commands unprecedented attention. 2 billion users spending 50 minutes daily across its platforms, more than any activity beyond family, work, or sleep. At $420 billion valuation, it rivals the Catholic Church's reach while surpassing every media company in history. Facebook masters the critical awareness stage where desire forms. Friends posting J.Crew sandals from Mexico or Soho House Istanbul trigger instant coveting. The platform achieves unmatched scale with precision targeting. 1/6 of humanity voluntarily provides detailed identity data. With 150 likes, Facebook predicts your personality better than your spouse. With 300 likes, better than you know yourself. When Snapchat threatened Facebook's dominance, Facebook systematically cloned every feature while leveraging its Instagram acquisition, initially ridiculed at $1 billion, now worth 50 times that. Google and Facebook now control 51% of global mobile ad spend. In 2016, they captured 103% of digital media revenue growth, meaning without them, digital media joins newspapers and broadcast TV in decline. Yet Facebook resists the media company label, despite 44% of Americans using it for news. Unlike traditional outlets pursuing balance and fact-checking, Facebook optimizes purely for engagement, treating true and false stories identically, enabling fake news proliferation. The digital economy creates winner-take-all markets, where exceptional performers command outsized rewards. LinkedIn has placed everyone on a global job market, where a 10% skill difference translates to 10x difference in rewards. Emotional maturity has become the critical differentiator. Workers must respond to multiple stakeholders and constantly shift roles, requiring poise under stress and adaptability. Despite famous dropouts, college remains essential. Graduates earn 10 times more over their lifetime than high school graduates, and prestigious universities provide networking with future successful connections. For those unable to attend college, credentials like CFA, CPA, Union Card, or RN certification provide necessary differentiation. Wealth concentrates in cities, which generate over 80% of global GDP. Your geographic trajectory strongly predicts career success. Move to where opportunity concentrates. True wealth comes from equity, not paychecks. Aim for equity to comprise 10% of compensation by 30 and 20% by 40. Without company equity, create your own through tax-advantaged accounts. External hires earn 20% more than company veterans, so practice serial monogamy. Commit fully to employers for 3 to 5 years to gain skills and sponsorship, then explore options transparently. Don't confuse corporations with people. Be loyal to actual people instead. Follow your passion is advice from the already rich. Follow your talent. Identify what you're naturally good at and become exceptional. Excellence leads to recognition, compensation, and enjoyment. The key is resilience, getting up after being knocked down and swinging harder. The four create enormous value while concentrating unprecedented power. They improve billions of lives, yet avoid taxes, invade privacy, and destroy jobs. Facebook reached 1 billion users in under a decade, valued at $448 billion with just 17,000 employees. Disney employs 185,000 for half that value. Unlike GM and IBM that employed hundreds of thousands at middle-class wages, the four collectively employ only 418,000 people while amassing $2.3 trillion in value. America risks becoming a nation of 3 million lords and 350 million serfs. Retail transformation devastates ordinary workers. In 1984, a union boxboy earning $13 an hour could pay for UCLA. Today's retail bifurcates into scale stores using robots and high-end stores serving the wealthy, fewer opportunities for remarkably unremarkable people who once found decent-paying jobs. Despite far less computing power, mid-20th century humanity tackled the Manhattan Project and Apollo program. Today, the four possess near limitless computing power and brilliant minds optimizing ad placement and selling another fucking Nissan. The four will eventually die. Business mortality is 100%. Understanding their strategies provides insight into building economic security in our digital age. The real challenge isn't just surviving their world, it's ensuring the next generation serves humanity more broadly.